Hello? Hello?
I was reaching out from Edith. We had a request for a callback.
Oh, yes, I did. Actually, I'm looking for the claim status.
Can I have the member ID?
Oh, just a second. Can you be online for the 30 seconds? Just a second.
Okay.
Thank you for being on hold. Okay.
Sure.
Go. Yes.
Member ID?
Yeah. I'm looking claim status, so can you help me?
I need the member ID.
Just a second, let me pull it up. It will take 10 to 15 seconds, just a second. It is, just a second, it's opening. I need to search EDIS. EDIS, right?
Correct.
I was requested, but... Okay, I got it. It's a year. You need a patient's ID. E1275-7230.
First, last name, and date of birth.
Just a second, it's opening. Patient's name, I have Stewart Fleeman. Date of birth 9/14/1953. Just a second, I'm locating
and
date
what's
of
your
service.
Name?
Yes, yes, yes.
What's your name? Hello?
Yeah, I'm just my system issue.
Okay, I'm not ready for the date of service. I'm
July 16, 2024.
As I just advised, I am not ready for the date of service. I am still opening the call. What is your name?
My name is Michael.
And the name of the facility you're calling with?
Comprehensive Blood and Cancer Center.
Phone number in case
yes.
We're disconnected?
661-368-1599. Just a second.
Tax ID.
Sorry, what are you looking for?
Your tax ID.
Oh, just a second. 770-356-364.
Excuse me. And what was the date of service?
July 16, 2024. $88.
Do you need the claim number?
No, I do have, but most recently we submitted on June 8, 2025. We faxed it. I need status on that one.
You said you faxed it on 6/8/25?
Just see. We faxed it, PPO. Can I have
I'm
your
sorry?
Name, you said?
My name is Robin. When did you fax it?
Okay, just a second. Let me go ahead and... we faxed it on... June 8th.
Okay, let me place you on hold one moment, see if I can locate it.
Okay.
Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you for holding. So I was able to locate the fax, and I have submitted it over to be processed.
Okay, when you issued that fax?
On 6/9/25.
But it was not submitted for process, so now you're going to send for process, right?
I sent it right now. It's already been sent.
Is there any tracking number or something for that?
I have a call reference number I can give you.
Oh, just a second. So let me make a note. And how long it will take?
10 to 14 business days.
10 to 14 business. Okay, I got it. And can I have a reference number? Then I have next patient, Robin.
4603815.
Okay, now I have one next one. Can I give the next patient information?
How many more do you have?
4 more.
4 more patients or 4 more claims?
4 more claims, 3 more patients. The next patient
is
in the of service. It's E9775336.
First, last name, date of birth.
Just a second, it's opening. Justin Ornelas, March 11, 1984.
Name of the facility?
Comprehensive Blood and Cancer Center.
And I'll need your phone number again in case we're disconnected.
Oh, 661-368-1599, direct line. Okay.
And your tax ID again?
770-356-364.
First date of service?
Just a second. I have two date of service. The first one is January 6, 2025, $408. Let me check. We submitted on June 20. We mailed it. And do you need
the
date of
claim
service
number?
Or you need one by one?
Do you one by one? I can only give you one information at one time. Do you need the claim number?
Oh, yes, I need.
225-087-686-00. We received it 7/10/25. We paid it 8/5/25. Payment amount is $95.32.
Okay, just a second, I'm writing now. 8/5 and paid $95 and
32 cents.
Check number.
It's a single payment. There's a $25 office visit copay. Let me look up the payment information one moment. Okay, so the check number is 139-504.
139-504, right?
Correct. And it was mailed today, yesterday, 8/6/25.
Okay, check issued on 8/6. Okay. Now, same patient,
what's the next
same bit? Date of service, January 6, 2025. Charge amount $170.
Claim number is 225-087-685-00. We received it 7/10/25. It was processed 8/5/25. And on this one, there's $53.14 due for deductible. And the rest was PPO discount.
Okay, so this one, no payment issue, just apply to the deductible.
Correct.
Just a second, let me... Okay, deductible. Yeah, I'm making an audit.
Are you ready for the next member?
No, I need a total, sorry, deductible. What's the total deductible and how much patient met as of now?
Please be advised, this quote is a summary of plan benefits and eligibility, not a guarantee of coverage and or payment. Benefits are subject to all plan terms, limitations, and exclusions in effect on the date of service. As a reminder, claims and eligibility can also be viewed on our website at yourbenportal.com.
Sorry?
One moment. I was reading your disclaimer. Bear with me one moment. I have to pull a whole other document to get you this information. So their deductible is 250 individual, 500 family. And the accumulations so far $53.14 towards
that individual is the
limit.
And total is
towards family. Sir, as I just advised you, if you will let me finish what I'm telling you before you ask another question.
Oh, sorry.
The individual, are you ready for the information?
Yes.
They have a $250 individual, $500 family yearly deductible. So far, they have accumulated $53.14 towards
both. Patient at $53.14, right? For the both, right?
Exactly. As I just advised.
Okay. And this one processed on August 5, so you cannot fax a COB, right?
Correct.
Just a second. Let me make a note. They cannot... Okay, I got it now. Then we have to go for next patient.
Call reference number is 460-3819.
Okay, 19 for this patient.
What's the member ID?
It's opening. E-977-558-91.
First, last name, date of birth?
Just a second, it's open. Sorry. Patient's name, I have Gary. Gary Glim, G-I-L-L-I-A-M, Gilliam. Date of birth, March 4, 1960.
Same facility?
Yeah. Do you need date of service charge amount?
No, I need your tax ID number.
Oh, tax ID is 770-356-364.
What's the date of service?
May 27, 2025, $150.
All right. So do you need the claim number?
Yes, I need it.
225 087 680 00. We received 680 00. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We paid it $8,525.
Mm-hmm.
Payment amount is $32.87.
Mm-hmm.
There is $3.65 due for co-insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a single payment as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look up the check information.
Yes, check number.
Yeah, as I just asked you, let me look up the check information.
Okay. Okay.
Check number is 139498.
139098, right?
Uh-huh. 139498. 498, right? Again.
Yes. 139498. And it was mailed yesterday, 8625. Now I have last one. Can I give you the last one?
Call reference number?
Oh, okay.
460-3832.
Okay, got it.
And what's the last member ID?
E-977-59553.
First, last name, date of birth?
It's opening. Matthew Howard. Matthew Howard. 9-20-1971.
Okay, one moment.
Sorry, patient's name Matthew Howard.
And your yes, sir. I have to open. I have to open a call every time you give me a new member ID. Thank you. What's your tax ID?
770356364.
And the date of service?
Date of service, I have 2/13/2025.
And the billed amount?
$270. Most recently, we submitted on May 12.
How did you submit it?
Just a second. We mail it on May 12.
Okay. And you said for $270?
Yes.
I don't see that one on file. Are you able to fax it to my attention?
Yes. Go ahead. Can I have the fax number?
559-733-1314.
Attention.
And my name is Robin. Yes.
Sorry? Robin, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Can I have a reference number?
Yes. 460-3825.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.